It's been a while since the last recording, which was back in September last year, from Norfolk, a very blowy Norfolk beach. And a lot has happened since then. As you'll remember, if you listened to the last recording, I was there because we were sort of like having one last family holiday with my mother. She'd been given a terminal diagnosis, cancer diagnosis, in July. And sadly, she didn't last that much longer after September, after the trip to Norfolk. She died about 2 months later, 3 months later, actually. September, October, November, December. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it took a lot out of her. In fact, we were only really able to get her away that September, only just. In fact, I would actually say that, you know, she was actually past the point of going on holiday, but she did manage to do it, and I think she enjoyed that one last holiday with us. Very tough time, incredibly tough year last year. It's unbelievable. I wish it on my worst enemy, to be honest. But her death meant that a few changes were needed, and one of them was a move away from that area. Too many reminders and various other different reasons. So came up to Northwest County Durham, and I'm literally on the border with Northumberland. In fact, actually at the moment where I'm recording this, I actually am in Northumberland. I'm not on the other side of the river. The river acts as the border marker, so I'm on the other side. So from that point of view, it's great for visiting one of my favourite counties. Northumberland's quite a wilderness in a way. It's a lot of rivers and forests, not unlike Scotland in some ways. And in fact, Scotland is only about an hour's drive away from where I am now, so even getting to the borders of Scotland is not that much of a hassle. Could easily be done for a long weekend. Whereas from North Yorkshire, it was a bit of a drive. But yeah, it's a nice place, plenty of photographic possibilities, which I intend exploring over the coming years. And at the moment, I am just having a wander down a path to try and find a decent run route to keep my fitness up. I haven't had a run for about a month, something like that. I need a decent route, about 5 miles, something like that, that I can do. And I think I've found one. And the great thing about this one is the run down one side, I'm in County Durham, a run up the other side, and I'm in Northumberland, so it's kind of like a two-county run, which is good. So I've got to carry along here, have a little bit of an explore. Quite honestly, I'm spoilt for choice, really, with running routes around here. I might actually have two, one for the winter and one for the summer, but we'll have to see how that goes. And I'm going to have a wander along here. The only other snag is horseflies, which one has just taken a great big bite out of me, which is starting to swell up a bit. I hate horseflies, they're vicious little sods. But, you know, that comes with territory in this neck of the woods. So, yeah, that's about it, really, for the time being. I've just got to sort of, like, sort a few things out and get my life back in order and start doing a bit of photography again. And I've got one or two books that I want to complete that got delayed for various different reasons, and just generally sort a few things out. Last year was, like I say, just a horrendous year, and it sort of like knocks you for six in all sorts of ways. A lot of things go out the window. The only thing that really particularly mattered was looking after my mum, the time that she had, which was not that long, about 5 months from her diagnosis. In fact, a couple of days ago, it was a year to the day since her diagnosis. And it's a date that I want to try and reinvent. I don't want the 11th of July to be that date where I say, oh, it's the date that my mum got. I think it always will be, but I want to try and push it away as much as I can, because I don't think it's good for you to hold on to things like that. But I will carry on along this path and see where it brings me out, and then if I think it's suitable for a run, I might give it a run next week. It should be interesting. It'd be even better in the wet. I'll have to make sure I watch out for horseflies though.